Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
When wild animals attack, have you ever had an encounter with a wild animal? And no, I'm not talking about your husband. 404-741-0985. This poor 70-year-old woman was putting Christmas lights on her house.
Okay.
When she was attacked by a 45-pound raccoon.
What?
I shouldn't be laughing.
That's cumbersome. That's a big boy.
Here she is describing the ordeal, which was truly an ordeal.
My heart was racing so bad, I thought it was going to have a heart attack. We're like rolling around on the ground, and I'm screaming, please, someone in this neighborhood help me. I somehow got him in a headlock, and I just put him on my side, and I just kept bending over and squishing and squishing and squishing him, and I heard bones break.
Bones break? Like,
dude, I love this lady.
She almost had a heart attack.
I had him in a headlock.
Yeah, to go get in the car.
Do we have some stories of wild animals attacking Morgan in Lawrenceville?
Yes. Me and my brother were just out in the woods. We saw this pond, and we saw a really cool pile of sticks. So, of course, we went over to stand on it. And then all of a sudden, this, like, beaver just comes out. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it just bark at you and grunt at you.
Oh, you, oh, so, no. Slow down. You've got to make that sound.
It was like.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, you were either standing on its house or you were standing on it. So did you make the same sound? This is a real life. I mean, it sounds, she did a very good impersonation.
Couldn't tell the difference, yeah.
404-741-0985. When wild animals attack, you've got to get to the phones quick because things are lighting up here. Wild animals attack, come on. In Georgia, please. We're talking about this lady who was putting up Christmas lights on her house and was attacked by a 45-pound raccoon. She was in Massachusetts. She put it in a headlock. And wrestled around on the ground with it.
And blame that dumb Tom Brady.
Stephanie in Brookhaven, when wild animals attack.
My uncle keeps, like, really weird animals in his backyard. We were over there for dinner one night, and we were just talking. And then all of a sudden, this huge emu starts chasing me around.
Yeah, what does an emu look like? What's the closest animal you could describe?
It looks like an ostrich. Oh. But this one was a bit bigger than what I thought an ostrich was. It starts chasing me around. Everyone is, like, laughing, but I was scared.
Terrified.
Like, I've actually ridden an ostrich before. I was in South Africa.
Oh, wow.
And it was, like, the thing to do in this town called Oudtshoorn.
Yeah.
They kick forward, and they will kick and take, like, out a piece of your leg. I can't believe after the warnings that I got that I actually, they were like, if the bird attacks you, lay face down on the ground, and the most you can hope for is like a couple of broken ribs.
Oh my God.
What kind of vacations do you go on? Like, why not just like tour somewhere or lay on the beach? You're like, now I'm going to go ostrich riding.
Yeah, we had beverages at the swim up bar, then we rode an ostrich. Yeah. Hey, Paula in Ackworth, when wild animals attack.
So when I was about 10, I was in my driveway. I lived in the middle of like nowhere country area. And all of a sudden, I went down on my bike, and this huge buck came and jumped over me and scared me absolutely to death. I mean, because he had the huge, you know, the whole antler rack and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went running in and told my parents. Nobody believed me.
So you fell off your bike. It was unrelated to the deer. You happened to fall off your bike when he jumped over you.
You know, it's one of those very loose gravel driveways, so I just kind of went down.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, this deer just jumped over me.
You know how they say, like, when you're like, oh, my tooth hurts, and they're like, well, hit your finger with a hammer, and you'll never forget about your tooth. Have a buck jump over you, no matter what happens.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about the whole bike incident.
All right, we got to get to one more call, saving the best for last. LaTanya, wild animals attack. What happened?
We had just finished up doing some errands,
and was going on our way to Walmart, and I'm driving, and I see out the corner of my eye, I see what looked like a brick was coming across the lanes.
Oh.
So I tell my brother, I said, oh, my God, there's a brick. Uh-huh. So I slowed down because I didn't want it to hit the car, but it went through the car. And all you heard was just like, bam, this loud, like explosion. And then, you know, I looked at my brother, and I was like, because he was covered in glass. I really thought it was a brick until the legs dropped out.
Oh.
And then when the legs dropped down, that kind of freaked me out.
Oh, you know what I mean? Because
I was, you know, I was like, oh, my God, what is that? What is this thing that's in this windshield? And then he turns around. He says, Latonya, that's a turtle. I said, no, it cannot be a turtle. I said, why would a turtle be in our windshield? He said, it's a turtle.
How did a turtle
and
get
luckily,
airborne?
I slowed down when I did. We think that something ran over it, maybe in the southbound lane.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something hit it, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
just didn't, like, run over it or something. You know, that's the only thing I can think because the way it flew, you know, it just ejected.
As traumatic as that was, her brother could have been decapitated. Think about that poor turtle.
Or maybe it was just like that rare Clayton County flying turtle. We've heard of them, right?
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, and it is Redemption Week. Lexi in Buckhead, you tied with Kara the last time?
I sure did.
You think you got her this time?
I'm hoping. I've been studying.
Oh, good. Well, it's going to come down to question five.
For sure.
I predict easily. So why don't you go ahead and kick Kara out if you could?
See you later, Kara.
I'm out of here, Lexi. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. So you know how this works, but I'll explain for everybody else. Kara leaves the studio. We ask you the five pop culture trivia questions. Then we bring Kara back in and ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, the CEO of Better.com is apologizing after a video of him firing 900 employees on a Zoom call went viral. What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Question two, drivers are waking up to fog on the roadways this morning, mainly around freeways that pass over what major river that flows through Metro Atlanta?
The Chattahoochee River.
Number three, Michael Strahan's flight to space was delayed yesterday because of high winds. He's going to be going up on the Blue Origin space shuttle that's owned by what online retailer?
Amazon.
Number four, Disneyland's new planning app called Genie crashed during its first day of operation. What Disney movie features a genie?
Oh, Aladdin.
Number five, this is the question that it's going to come down to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You get it right, you're in good shape. Tiger Woods will return to competition this weekend for the first time since a car wreck back in February. He was driving an SUV made by what car manufacturer?
A Genesis?
Wow.
Let's bring Kara back in.
Oh, my
what?
God. Lexi got it right.
What?
Lexi got all five right. Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right. Say no more.
Not going to tell Kara if she's right or wrong until the end on Redemption Week.
I have a feeling Kara's going to be scratching out a check today.
What?
Here you go, Kara. Same questions. Number one, the CEO at Better.com is apologizing after a video of him firing 900 employees on a Zoom call went viral. What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Question two, drivers are waking up to fog on the roadways this morning, mainly around the roads that pass over what major river that flows through Metro Atlanta?
The Chattahoochee.
Number three, Michael Strahan's flight to space was delayed yesterday. He'll be going up on the Blue Origin space shuttle owned by what online retailer?
Amazon.
Number four, Disneyland's new planning app called Genie crashed during its first day of operation. What Disney movie features a genie?
Aladdin.
Finally, question five. Tiger Woods will return to competition this weekend for the first time since a car wreck back in February. For all the marbles, Kara.
Mm-hmm.
He was driving an SUV made by what car manufacturer?
I've gotten this question wrong before, and I'll never do it again. It was a Genesis.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lexi. Casey and Buckhead getting all five right. Kara getting all five right. And again, for the second week in a row, we have a 5-5 tie with Lexi and Buckhead. And all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own.
Oh. I feel like Lexi should be in a special category where redemption. She gets five tries.
or just, it could just be Lexi Thursdays.
Yeah, I support that.
She likes this. She's ready to collect all of her consolation prizes. This time around, it's Keith Urban tickets, Speed of Now World Tour, October 8th, State Farm Arena. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank y'all so much.
Great game, Lexi.
You too. Have a good day.
We do it every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. If you want to play, you can sign up. Just go to TadDrexAndKara.com.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning, 724. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clouds cool today with a high of 59. Showers overnight into Friday, but tomorrow's high of 70. 41 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Never gets old saying that the Atlanta Braves are World Series champions. And they just keep racking up the recognition. They've been named Sports Illustrated Team of the Year.
Wow.
Beating out the Chicago Sky, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Milwaukee Bucks for the honor. Now, Sports Illustrated said that few teams capture the heart of its city on its way to a championship title like the Braves did. And that's why they were above all of the rest. Tom Brady ended up winning Sports Person of the Year. Billie Jean King got the Muhammad Ali Legacy Award, and LaMelo Ball won Breakthrough Athlete.
Very good.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Now, if you had to endure at least one Zoom meeting over the last year and a half or so, and you downloaded or used the Zoom platform before July 31st, you could score some cash.
Oh, wow.
It's not a whole lot of money, but a little is better than nothing, right? There was an $85 million settlement recently reached in a class action lawsuit over privacy and security issues. So if you submit a claim, you could get between anywhere like $15 and $25. So like I said, it's not a whole lot, but a little's better than nothing. If you want to make that claim, you got to go to ZoomMeetingsClassAction.com.
And if you feel bad for Zoom, what are they worth? That company?
Yeah, it was like $35 billion or something.
So you can take the
interest. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the holidays, nothing makes a house feel more festive than a proper Yule log. So back again is the KFC 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log.
Oh, my God.
This year, it has an enhanced extra crispy chicken scent. So it's going to be sold through Walmart.com. And this year, the Fire Log Cabin, they're also going to be doing a once-in-a-lifetime KFC-themed vacation giveaway. So people that purchase that Herbs and Spices Fire Log can enter to win a stay in this 7,000-square-foot, three-story cabin that's in Kentucky on a nature preserve. And it will include a special dinner prepared by KFC's head chef.
I'm so excited because you remember I had issues with my HOA. They told me I couldn't have a fire in my backyard. Or in my little, I have like this little courtyard, and the fire marshal was involved.
Oh, Lord.
So they said I couldn't have this fire pit, but they allow charcoal barbecues, and I have a solo stove, and I just bought a grate.
Yeah.
To go on top of the solo stove. So I have my KFC log.
Yes.
Burn it, enjoy it. And if Karen comes by, I'm going to be like, it's a barbecue. Can't you smell,
Can you smell the chicken?
You should burn like five of those logs.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Tanya, you are calling in because you need forgiveness from your friend Natalie.
Yes.
What did you do?
So my friend Natalie, her husband ended up getting transferred for his job suddenly, and then they basically just like had to pack everything and leave.
Oh, wow.
It was very sudden. So Natalie asked me to stop over at her house to grab the mail from her and, you know, just like check on the place, make sure that everything was fine.
Sure, yeah.
I ended up taking my friend Natalie's carpool queen pass.
Her carpool queen pass?
What is that?
Yeah.
Is this something where you get to like go to the front of the line at the carpool?
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. So
okay.
It's like every year my kids' school, they have like this little charity gala and, you know, they auction off like the carpool queen pass. And the person, like whoever wins this pass, they end up getting to pull right to the front of the carpool line every time they go pick up their kids.
Carpool queen pass is worth gold.
Yeah, what a great idea, but you stealing it.
I mean, I only used the pass once last week, and I had to return it because I just couldn't handle the guilt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Natalie and I are really, really close, so, you know, I have the code to her house. And I went in to put the carpool pass back into her house, and the code doesn't work anymore. So I'm wondering if she, like, changed the locks on me. Maybe she knows.
So your plan was to take the carpool queen pass, use it while they were gone, and then return it to its place before they even notice. But now you can't get into their house.
I feel like I just stole from my friend, you know? And I don't know.
You were fine up until the point that you couldn't return the pass. Now you're in a mess. Is she coming back? Is that the thing? Why are we doing this now? Is she on her way back and you got
to... She's coming back this weekend to meet with a realtor. So because they're getting rid of their house. And she's going to notice that the pass is gone. And I don't know. I feel like I need to tell her.
That's what they call a mitigating circumstance. When you come clean about it, like, hey, by the way, you'll never believe what happened.
Yes.
I don't think this is a big deal, but I understand it is a big deal to you. So why don't you sit tight, and in about 10 minutes, we'll call her, and we'll see if we can get her to forgive you for this and make everything right in the world.
Thank you guys so much.
By the time we're done with you, you're going to be in the back of that line of cars.
Where you belong.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
While Tanya was house-sitting for her friend Natalie, she took the carpool queen pass that Natalie got at a charity event for the school, allowing her to skip the carpool line. But the door code got changed before Tanya could return it. And now she needs to ask Natalie to forgive her for stealing from her. Tanya, sit tight. Let's talk to Natalie here for a minute first.
Hello?
Hi, is this Natalie?
This is.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
Oh, hey, I miss you guys. We listen to you every morning. What are you calling me?
What do you mean you miss us?
I moved away. How did you get my number?
We miss you too. Let's not, you know.
You can still stream us online.
You had to leave town kind of quickly, right?
We basically just grabbed our clothes and left, and it's been crazy.
And not to mention, we heard, Natalie, you're the carpool queen.
Ooh.
What a waste of money. But let me clarify. It wasn't a waste of money. It went to charity.
You're saying it's a waste of money because you're moving away, so the carpool queen pass is worth nothing to you, right?
Yeah, can you get a refund?
No, but I'm planning on offering it up to my friends when I come back to town this weekend.
Oh, that's nice. Who's the lucky lady?
My friend Tanya. She's just been a lifesaver during this whole process.
Yeah.
Well,
it's probably a good time to tell you that you're on our feature. I don't know if you're familiar with it, if you were listening before you left, called Forgive and Forget. It's kind of a new feature.
You guys are making me nervous. Who's on the other line?
Hey, girl. How's it going?
Tanya?
Hi.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, no, everything's totally fine. I need to just tell you something.
What is it?
So I took your carpool queen pass.
You took it?
I just panicked. I don't know.
Can I just jump in here? What's the big deal? Everybody's acting like this is such a big deal. She borrowed the carpool queen pass. No. Natalie, you weren't using it.
Yeah, but she didn't ask. You don't just go into somebody's house, Tad, and take something without...
Everybody's acting like she stole your fridge. You weren't using the pass.
Well, to make matters worse, though, Tanya, it sounds like Natalie was just going to give you this pass.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why I feel even worse about it, because I'm like...
Well, what's done is done, and obviously now, Natalie, you can take the pass back from Tanya, and this feature, as you know, is called Forgive and Forget. And Natalie, Tanya was hoping that you would forgive her for this. Do you forgive her?
I'll forgive her, but I want to clear one thing up. I wasn't going to give her the pass. I said I was going to offer it. We paid $4,000 for that pass.
Oh, my gosh.
$4,000?
But it was going to charity.
$4,000?
So you're not.
It was a charitable donation for our kids' school.
So Tanya, you want to kick in to own?
I definitely did not know that you paid $4,000. I'm a little shocked that you paid $4,000 for that house.
Well, here's my advice to you, Tanya. Your friend is moving out of town. You have the carpool pass in your possession. I say you dissolve the friendship and run off with that pass. Sell it to one of the other parents for $5,000. It sounds like it's worth a lot of money.
I'm definitely going to give you the pass back, and our friendship is just worth way more than some stupid carpool queen pass. I really hope that you'll forgive me, and I'm just going to return what's yours.
And you owe Natalie $60, I'd say, a day for the time that you had the pass. Yeah.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
No mother wants to get into an argument with their kid right before the holidays. Nope. Wendy needs forgiveness after her son informed her that he won't be coming home for Christmas. We'll see if we can fix all that on Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning, 823. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clouds cool today with a high of 59. Showers overnight into Friday, but tomorrow's high, 70? Okay. 41 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Lots of us doing the majority of our Christmas shopping online. Mm-hmm. So the deliveries are going to start showing up on the porch sooner than later. Hopefully, those porch pirates have already started to try and steal Christmas. So if you know something important is on the way, make sure you're home or that someone else is around, be it a kid or a family member or a neighbor. Somebody to be able to scoop that and put it in a safe spot for you. Now, even though Georgia has made these porch thefts a felony, there's still going to be those Grinches out there trying their luck. Over 210 million packages have disappeared from porches over the last 12 months.
You know, like 5 or 6 years ago, I did the UPS like helper drop off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to drive a golf cart through a neighborhood. And whenever a package would go missing, I mean, the paperwork that I had to fill out, it was like 5 or 6 pages
crazy
long. So, yes, it affects you when you get a package stolen, but then the delivery driver just adds like 3 or 4 hours to their day.
Well, we're coming down to the end of the year, so everybody is going to be putting out their year-end research and info and mm-hmm. all that stuff. Google just released their year-end search yesterday. The top search terms were Gabby Petito, DMX, and the NBA.
Uh-huh.
The most searched actors were Shailene Woodley, Pete Davidson, and Alec Baldwin.
Pete Davidson dated everybody.
Right? And the most searched songs came from Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, and Adele.
Yeah.
There was a whole lot more. I mean, it was really interesting to see what has captured people's attention right. all year long.
Nothing surprising, though, really.
Nothing really surprising. Yeah. Maybe the Pete Davidson, but
Don't look at our search history. That'd be surprising.
Now, does your kids know what you do for a living? Like, do they really understand?
Yeah, Avery started to figure it out when she would go to school and some of the people would be like, hey, I heard your daddy on the radio. Or I heard you on the radio.
Right.
That's when she started to kind of put two and two together.
When I was growing up, my dad sold print and I didn't really understand what that meant until he took me, like, to work and showed me the printing presses, like how they make those coupons that come in the mail.
Right.
It was really interesting as a kid. But James Corden was on TV recently, and he shared what his daughter thinks about his job.
My youngest daughter, Charlotte, actually thinks that all of the kids at her school, that all of their dads have shows. Because I think she just thinks that that's what a dad does.
When I was a kid, I used to listen to the radio, and I thought that every time a song was on the radio, I thought that the band or artist that was singing that song was actually performing the song at the radio station.
Oh, really?
How cool would that be? That would mean that waiting out in the hallway right now would be Ed Sheeran.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.